Welcome back, everyone. Russ Belville here on the floor of the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo in Orlando. We're here with Vaughn Fitzgerald. He's the National Sales Director for Integra. And tell us about Integra.
Integra Boost is a new humidit pack that basically regulates humidity within an enclosed space. So we will release moisture or absorb moisture to a preset relative humidity. In this case, for cannabis, it'll be 55 or 62%. We have been 4 gram, 8 gram, and a 67 gram. So it's volume of container versus volume of product versus the dead airspace on what size of our product do you use. But the wonderful thing about the product is that if you take your product, put it inside a jar, sealed container, drop my packet in, each packet comes with a single dot indicating card, and seal it, you literally could go years and reopen that same package and the product would be exactly the same. So the CBDs, the THCs, the color, the aroma, most importantly the weight of the product, all of this type of material is sold by weight, so it's huge for growers and dispensaries. And in the past, there have been some other products out there, but they use a salt and water combination, and that tends to leave a salt smell within the product. And in this industry, no one buys product without putting their nose in the jar and taking a smell first. That's just, I don't know if it's tradition or people really are that great of a connoisseur. But in our product, we use a clear gel, which has no smell whatsoever. And because we're FDA approved and we're also used in the pharmaceutical business, we can't take anything and add to a product and we can't take anything away to get of our certifications. So what our product does is simply balance relative humidity without affecting that product in any way, shape, or form. So as unsexy as that sounds, when you're a grower in a dispensary, it becomes really sexy because what happens is if you're selling by weight, a lot of the weight is actually the moisture in the plant. It also affects the aroma and the smokability of the plant. So if the plant becomes too dry and the receptors on the plant are still open, you can add one of our packs in a sealed contained area. I'll use a ball jar as an example, but you put the dried out cannabis in there, drop our pack in, and we'll actually revitalize the cannabis. So the smokability, the flavor, everything gets re-enhanced. Now, we're obviously, you know, can't perform miracles. If the plant's dead, it's time to bury it. Yeah. But if it's gotten to that point where it's quick burning, the aroma, things like that, all that's controlled by moisture. And that's what we do as a company. And we're doing it very, very well. Our product's been well received. I think we're in every hydroponic store in the United States. And we just blasted into Canada and we're going over to Spain now. Our sales have been incredible. The reaction from this show has been very, very good. So we're being well received within this industry.
So why 55% or 62%, and what's going to make me choose one or the other?
Well, 62% has been out. We have a competitor in this field that's been in this field for years, and they do a good job at what they do. But they use a salt and water technology, and like I said, the downside is, one, it's corrosive. So if you just took a packet and you took it home and you popped it on top of an old paint can and squeezed them out on one side and us out on the other, in about 21 days, that product actually eats right through a metal paint can. Well, you don't want that around cannabis. And you could never get an FDA approval for food if you have salt in the product. So I kind of liken it, and it's probably a bad analogy, but an 8-track tape played music and a download plays music, and I don't see anybody using 8-track tapes anymore. So we are not only less expensive, but we also come individually wrapped. And then the one unique thing about our product is every product in the individual overwrap package comes with an indicating card, and you can see the one I'm showing you here on the recording is 55%, but it shows at a violet, and 62% shows as a light pink, as you can see.
Yeah.
These are exactly the same indicating cards. All they're reading is the percent of relative humidity. So like a thermometer would go up and down, these will go up and down with the humidity. So people will say, well, how long does the product last? Well, it depends on how many times you in and out of your jar, because you're letting outside atmosphere in. So you may get in and out of it one time. That young lady may get in and out of it twice a day. I'm the party animal. I'm in and out of there 10 times a day. So obviously my usage rate will be longer. But we really thought it was important that our customers knew that they went, at what point did they drop below the preset relative humidity, because that's optimal. So getting back to the Y55 or 62, our competition has had 62 in the marketplace for 8 years. Well, instead of swimming uphill, we made a 62%, but most of our professional growers are using 55, and they're finding that that is the absolute perfect percent for cannabis as far as maintaining flavor, aroma, and the burnability of the plant or the smokeability.
I'm so glad that you're in this business and helping us to keep our cannabis quality up there where it should be. So much of what we learned about cannabis from the old days was, you know, these potency readings from stuff that had been sitting in a locker, you know, for 10 years. And now they say, oh, the potency's gone up. No, the storage has gotten better.
Exactly. And I don't think I could believe anything back then. I mean, we've heard everything from slice of bread, orange peels to keep the moisture in. I'm telling everybody, eat your food, use our packets, and we're going to keep your cannabis absolutely fresh.
All right. For customers and for businesses out there that want to get some of your Integra products, can you give them some websites or contact information?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. They can go to IntegraBoost.com, IntegraBoost.com. And that website will direct you to several of our corporate websites. We are the guys that the little white packets you find in beef jerky, shoes, electronics worldwide, that's what we do so well. And this is probably way over-engineered for the cannabis and tobacco business because this is food grade. Literally, we could put this into baked goods. Our product can lay against cannabis without any type of transfer product back and forth. A lot of what you've seen in the past used for this type of a product had to go into a top clip. There's a company called C-Vault that makes a great curing device. It's a stainless steel, but there's clips in the lid to hold the other product up away from the marijuana so they don't transfer smell. Ours you can put right down inside of it. You can put this in, believe it or not, with baked goods. As a quick example, brownies, you can put them in a plastic Ziploc bag. They're great for a couple days, but then they get really slimy in there. Well, I travel a lot. I'm hardly ever at home, and I like brownies.
Yeah.
So I'll take a 55-pack, slide it in my Ziploc bag, and literally 2 months later, I can unzip that bag, reach in, pull it out, and it's like the day I baked it. So by controlling relative humidity, you really do affect almost anything that's food or plant life. And that's what we specialize in. We're atmospheric packagers, and we do everything from silica to ethylene gas and oxygen, and our product just hit a perfect niche for the cannabis world. And like you said, we're thrilled we're here.
That sounds wonderful. So the website is?
IntegraBoost.com, and our parent company is Desicare or DesicareInc.com. And you can find us on both websites. We're all, every social media, you can run us down, and we're available in every hydroponic shop in the United States and Canada right now. So we're easy to find.
You'll find them, Integra by Desicare, great two-way humidity control packets for your cannabis. Keep your cannabis fresh, folks. Check out IntegraBoost.com. Thank you so much, Vaughn.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for stopping by.